Blog Talk Radio.
Praise be to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Once again, we would like to welcome you to the House of Christ Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you live from Elmont, New York, Sunday, May 29th. We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You can also visit our social network at www.myhocm.ning.com and our Christian bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, at www.riversofrevival.com. Welcome once again to the House of Christ Ministries present the Reverend Donald Davis tonight as we proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission according to Matthew 28 verses 18 to 20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. That's Matthew 28, verses 18 to 20, the Great Commission. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for calling me to be a fellow workman and joint promoter and laborer together with you. I am committed to honoring the Great Commission. Father, in the name of Jesus, I commit myself to walk in the Word. I pray, O Lord, for all saints everywhere. Help us to remain teachable, that we may receive instructions from the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers. We will be your children, equipped for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Jesus Christ. Bring us into the unity of faith and knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ Jesus. Help us, O Lord, to set our minds on and seek those things which gratify the Holy Spirit. We no longer live the life of the flesh. We live the life of the Spirit. I pray, O Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, that the Holy Spirit will dwell in us, directing and controlling us, gives us understanding, discernment, and comprehension, so that we are preserved from the snares of the evil one. On the authority of your word, I declare that we are more than conquerors and are gaining a surpassing victory through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who loves us. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I refuse to overcome with evil, but I will overcome and master evil with good. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that souls will be saved at the teachings of this lesson tonight, and we thank you for this opportunity and privilege to minister to your people. We thank you and we bless you. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I humble myself and submit to your word that speaks the very thought of my heart. Father, I pray that the peace of Christ Jesus rule in my heart, and I'm thankful for your grace and power of the Holy Spirit. May your will be done on earth in my life as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. We will take a short break and come right back. the Lord God Omnipotent reigneth. House of Christ Ministries present Reverend Donald Davis as we proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission. Our scripture lesson tonight will be Matthew 12, the King James Version. At that time, Jesus went on the Sabbath day through the corn, and his disciples were an hungered, and began to pluck the ears of corn and to eat. But when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto him, Behold, thy disciples do that which is not lawful to do upon the Sabbath day. But he said unto them, Have ye not read what David did, when he was an hungered, and they that were with him, how he entered into the house of God, and did eat the shew bread, which was not lawful for him to eat, neither for them which were with him, but only for the priests? Or have ye not read in the law, how that on the Sabbath days the priests in the temple profane the Sabbath, and are blameless? But I say unto you, that in this place is one greater than the temple. But if ye had known what this meaneth, I will have mercy and not sacrifice, ye would not have condemned the guiltless. For the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath. And when he was departed thence, he went into their synagogue. And behold, there was a man which had his hand withered, and they asked him, saying, Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath days, that they might accuse him? And he said unto them, What man shall there be among you that shall have one sheep, and if it fall into a pit on the Sabbath day, will he not lay hold on it and lift it out? How much then is a man better than a sheep? Wherefore it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath days. Then said he to the man, Stretch forth thine hand. And he stretched it forth, and it was restored whole, like as the other. Then the Pharisees went out, and held a council against him, how they might destroy him. But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from thence, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all, and charged them that they should not make him known, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Esaias the prophet, saying, Behold my servant, whom I have chosen, my beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit upon him, and he shall shew judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not strive nor cry, neither shall any man hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed shall he not break, and smoking flax shall he not quench, till he send forth judgment unto victory. And in his name shall the Gentiles trust. Then was brought unto him one possessed with a devil, blind and dumb, and he healed him, insomuch that the blind and dumb both spake and saw. And all the people were amazed, and said, Is not this the son of David? But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, This fellow doth not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of the devils. And Jesus knew their thoughts, and said unto them, Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself, how shall then his kingdom stand? And if I, by Beelzebub, cast out devils, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore, they shall be your judges. But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. Or else, how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house? He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad. Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men. And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come. Either make the tree good, and its fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt, and its fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by his fruit. O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. But I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Then certain of the scribes and of the Pharisees answered, saying, Master, we would see a sign from thee. But he answered and said unto them, An evil and an adulterous generation seeketh after a sign. There shall no sign be given to it, but the sign of the prophet Jonas. For as Jonas was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonas, and behold, a greater than Jonas is here. The queen of the south shall rise up in the judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, for she came from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and behold, a greater than Solomon is here. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and findeth none. Then he said, I will return into my house from whence I came out. And when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. And then goeth he, and taketh with himself 7 other spirits, more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of a man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto the wicked generation. While he yet talked to the people, behold, his mother and his brethren stood without, desiring to speak with him. Then one said unto him, Behold, thy mother and thy brethren stand without, desiring to speak with thee. But he answered and said unto them that told him, Who is my mother, and who are my brethren? And he stretched forth his hand toward his disciples and said, Behold, my mother and my brethren, for whosoever shall do the will of my Father, which is in heaven, the same is my brother and my sister and my mother. Amen. We will take a short break and come right back. Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries presents the Reverend Donald Davis proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission. We will not be taking any calls tonight. If you have questions, you can email us at hodminister@gmail.com or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. We also encourage you to visit our social network at www.myhocm.ning.com. You can also visit our Christian bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. And we also encourage you once again to visit our School of Ministry, the House of David Ministries, at www.riversofrevival.com. Now, we are about to get into the lesson tonight, and as a continuation from last Wednesday when we spoke of demonization part one, we will continue demonization part two, and we'll talk about the devils are territorial. Demons can be territorial, thus causing a place or person to be demonized. They try to build strongholds in places and people who they have claimed to be their territory or their possession. For example, a demonic spirit or spirits may claim as their territory a certain street corner. Perhaps it could be a spirit of drug addiction that begins to fortify itself on that corner. And soon you find that drugs are now being sold on that corner. Then those who are addicted begin to find their way to hang out on that corner, causing the need for more demonic troops for these people, thus causing that corner to be fortified over time by people who become vessels for demonic territorialism. Demonic spirits are so bold as to claim people as their house. Matthew 12, verses 43 to 45 says, "When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and findeth none. Then he said, I will return into my house from whence I came out. And when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. Then goeth he, and taketh with himself seven other spirits, more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of the man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation." The Greek word for house is oikos, meaning a dwelling, home, house, or temple. Demonic spirits feel that they are at home when they reside in people. We make them feel comfortable and open doors up to them to come in through ungodly behaviors, actions, and thoughts. After a little while, they lay claim to a person or place as their own. For persons' activity has given them a legal right to be there. After a while, they begin to fortify that house and try to make it a stronghold by inviting in seven other spirits that are more wicked than themselves. The above scripture gives proof to something that we may often see, and that is when a person gets delivered from drugs or any other demonic habit or activity, and then if they return back to that behavior, they often are much, much worse than they had been in the beginning. Take a short break and come right back. God omnipotent reigneth. Let us get right back to the lessons. The above scripture, which we read shortly before the break, gives proof to something that we may often see, and that is when a person gets delivered from drugs or any other demonic habit or activity, and then if they return back to that behavior, they often are much, much worse than they had been in the beginning. This is because that demonic spirit came back to possess its home with intentions to not be evicted again, and so it brings others to help fortify their home in that person. How does demonization or possession happen? When studying demonization or possession, it is not enough to know that people are possessed, but it is of utmost importance that we understand how they became that way. So how does a person or place become demonized or possessed as a stronghold for the enemy? First, I must explain to you that devils are legalists. That is to say, they go where they have a legal right to go. This brings us to the understanding that devils cannot demonize or possess a person without first having a legal open door. A person can open the door to possession or demonization through various ways, such as by willingly submitting to a demonic spirit to channel through them. A person can also be an innocent victim of possession because those who have authority in their life, such as a child or a slave, such as the damsel with the spirit of divination in Acts 16, verse 16 through 18, can be dedicated to the devil or some demonic spirit. A person can expose themselves willingly to the occult or demonic behavior through curiosity and cause a door to be opened in their life. This includes watching movies that are occultic, are considered our movies, or contains witchcraft. This can also include certain cartoons wherein the characters have spirits that give them power, or wherein they cast spells, or are warlocks, wizards, or witches. It can also be any movie that contains sin and entertains a person. This includes going to psychics, voodoo priests or priestesses, palm reader, tarot card readers, those who speak to the dead, astrologers, those who make potions and charms. Demons can also find a doorway of possession through a traumatic event, such as a car crash, near-death experience, major surgery, the loss of a loved one, or other things that cause fear and hurt. All of this has to do with the mind or psyche. Again, devils use legal grounds to affect an individual, and the enemy's main legal ground is sin. They accuse you because of sin and lay claim to that area of a person's life that they open up the door to sin. It always begins by acting in disobedience to God. People give a place in themselves to the devil through sin, who then comes in and influences them to do things, such was the case with Judas, who betrayed Jesus Christ. He was a thief. John 12, verses 4 through 6 says, "Then saith one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him, why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor?" This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the bag and bare what was put therein. It was the sin of stealing which gave a place to the devil to enter him in Judas, causing him to betray God, come in the flesh, Jesus Christ. John 13, verses 26 and 27 tells us that it was Satan who entered into Judas. It reads, "Jesus answered, He it is to whom I shall give a sup when I have dipped it. And when he had dipped the sup, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. And after the sup, Satan entered into him. Then Jesus said unto him, That thou doest do quickly." This scripture tells us that Satan did not only influence him from without, rather that he came into him, denoting possession or demonization. What was Satan's doorway to come in? Stealing and greed. These spirits probably assisted in influencing Judas to betray Jesus Christ by opening himself up to Satan fully. At this time, we will take a short break and come right back. The Lord God Omnipotent reigneth. Welcome once again to our show. I must remind you that we will not be taking any calls tonight, but if you have a question, you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York. Where does possession or demonization begin? Demonization in an individual begins in the mind. The enemy introduces thoughts to the mind of the person, and when the person entertains those thoughts, then the enemy has legal grounds to gain a place in them. If a person continues to entertain thoughts that are outside the will of God, they will soon give the enemy a stronghold. These strongholds can be a physical action, such as fornication, adultery, stealing, or a mental addiction, such as pornography or sexual sins of the mind. From this, we can determine that the possession or demonization happens in the mind or psyche. To fully grasp this concept, we must examine the word psyche. Your psyche is your soul. It is the second part of the three-part composition of man. When explaining the trifold nature of a man, Genesis 2 verse 7, it gives insight into all three areas, but today we will be examining the soul or psyche. Genesis 2 verse 7 A and B clause says, "And breathe into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." Here we have the birth of the psyche of man through the breath or spirit of life from God. God already created the body of man, yet he had not been programmed. The body of a man without a soul is keep it for themselves. Demons try to build castles to keep what or who they have demonized or possess. The brain facilitates the soul, and the soul, while in an earthly body, functions through the brain. The word soul in the Greek is psuche, from which we derive the word psyche, dealing with the mind. Psyche means the spirit or animal sentiment, able to perceive, be aware, conscious. The soul has in it emotions, affections, memory, reasoning, imagination, and intellect. Each person that God created has a distinct psychic personality or consciousness in which comes to life or is animated when God breathes spirit, which is life, into it. God designed the human body to facilitate spiritual attributes. God created the physical brain and instilled in it the soul of man, which is the mind. In the spiritual realm, the soul does not need the physical brain to function. It is while man is on earth that the soul uses the brain to facilitate it or function through. It is because the soul of man controls what man does that demons seek to possess it or certain areas of it. The psyche influences the rest of the body. I want to that one of the meaning of the word possesses is to dominate. Devils try to use the psyche to dominate various parts of a person. Let us look at the man who had a lunatic son as our example. Matthew 17, verses 14 through 16 says, "And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man, kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic and sore vexed. For oftentimes he falleth into the fire and oft into the water." The Greek word for lunatic is selai hadozohi, meaning middle or passive voice. From a presumed derived of being moonstruck, crazy, or lunatic. This devil caused an issue with the mind of this child. It caused him to perhaps have fits, possibly epilepsy, which made him fall into the fire and the water with intention to probably kill the child. The demonic spirit had access to certain parts of the mind to suppress it and cause the child to black out or fall unconscious around these elements, again showing that it had some place of residence in the mind to do so. It's also about the imagination. Demonic spirits use or try to influence the imagination in the mind of a person to go against God's word and his will, thus using a person's faith in the negative to cause a stronghold. This can happen with sickness, depression, phobias, or fears. The enemy tries to get you to believe that you are sick or that you should be fearful, contrary to what God's word says. The enemy uses the doorway of the mind to get in. Devils use their words, thoughts, and desires to cause a person to imagine the negative, which is in opposition to God's word. When a person accepts the enemy's lies, they can also gain a place in them. Yet most often, it is the outright acts of sin that gives the enemy the original access to get in. He introduces thoughts of sin, and upon the person entertaining those thoughts, a door is opened. This is why we must be full of the Word of God, for it gives no place to the devil or devils. It is the mind that affects the body. Demonic spirits uses the mind to take control or possession of certain or specific parts of the body. Because the mind or psyche is a control center, demons use it to possess different parts or functions of the body. There are demonic spirits that are purposed to come against or to take up residence in the control center of a specific part of the body. An example of demonic spirits affecting the mind, thus a certain part of the body, is in Luke 11, verse 14, when Jesus cast out a dumb spirit, causing a person to be able to speak. It reads, "And he was casting out a devil, and it was dumb. And it came to pass, when the devil was gone out, the dumb spake, and the people wondered." There was nothing wrong with the person's vocal cords. Rather, it was a spirit that used their mind to hinder or shut down their speech center. Jesus never said the person was dumb or unable to speak. Rather, he identified that function or being dumb with a spirit. The difference between demonization and demonic influence. The difference between demonization or possession and being demonically influenced is that one is the result of entertaining the other. A demon begins by influencing a person with hopes of subjugating or possessing an area of their mind. Their aim or goal could be depression, fear, sickness, infirmity. They try to break a person down, causing them to give control over that area to them, with the goal of full possession or destruction if possible. They try to open a person up to many other spirits to gain full control, such as the case in Luke 11, verses 24 to 26. In Luke 8, verses 26 through 31, we see the results of full possession or demonization. It reads, "And they arrived in the country at Gadarenes, which is over against Galilee. And when he went forth to land, there met him out of the city a certain man, which had devils long time, and wear no clothes, neither abode in any house, but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him, and with a loud voice said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God Most High? I beseech thee, torment me not. For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man, for oftentimes it had caught him. And he was kept bound with chains and in fetters. And he brake the bands and was driven out of the devil into the wilderness. And Jesus asked him, saying, What is thy name? And he said, Legion. because many devils were entered into him. And they besought him, and he would not command them to go out into the deep. This scripture shows us that this man did not always have these spirits, because it says that many devils were entered into him. We can deduce that somehow he entertained one spirit, which over time influenced him to entertain and open up to other spirits, until he had a lesion that secured enough of his mind or psyche to possess him totally. When people continue to entertain evil and ungodly thoughts and accept unnatural things as okay, they become open to demonization and need deliverance. The devil uses thoughts of acceptance of evil things or any disobedience as a way to gain entrance into the mind of a person. He often introduces thoughts that challenge what God's word says, such as, what's wrong with having sexual relation with someone you're not married to? Didn't God make us this way? Or what's wrong with marrying someone of the same sex? Isn't it still love? After this, the enemy might introduce you to people who are living in these ungodly conditions to cause you to build a relationship and friendship with them with the purpose of using that relationship to blind you to truth and question God's word, thus giving them the Spirit a place in you. We will take a short break and come right back. Inviting people to become his followers. He said to those by the Sea of Galilee, follow me. He invited his listeners to come to him, to come by faith, to come for healing, to come for hope, to come for happiness. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Perhaps tonight you feel that Jesus Christ is speaking to you. Imagine if he was with you right where you are, giving this invitation, what would you do? He's really inviting you to become his child or to recommit your life to him. I encourage you tonight to submit to him right now. He's calling you as an individual. He's calling you as a couple. He's calling you as a family. And I want to remind you that he died for you and rose again. His blood washes away our sins, and he can give you a new life if you'll submit right where you are. Please pray this prayer with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, it is written in your word that if I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, and believe in my heart that you have raised him from the dead, I shall be saved. Therefore, Father, I confess that Jesus Christ is my Lord. I make him Lord of my life right now. I believe in my heart that you raised Jesus Christ from the dead. I renounce my past life with Satan and close the door to any of his devices. I thank you for forgiving me of all my sins. Jesus Christ is my Lord, and I am a new creation. Old things have passed away, and now all things become new. In Jesus' name, amen. I encourage you, as you pray that prayer, that you'll accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and to live accordingly. God bless you for tuning into our show tonight. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, reminding you to tune in every Wednesday and Sundays at 9 p.m. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Now God himself and our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our way unto you, and the Lord make you to increase and abound in love, one toward another and toward all men, even as we do toward you. To the end, he may establish your heart unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Good night, and we expect that you'll join us next Wednesday at 9 p.m. Good night.